Linen sheets. This morning I found a hole this big in the linen sheets. I'm sure it was Elena, with her damned cigarettes. She knows that these linen sheets were part of my trousseau. She knows I'm Linen sheets. This morning I found a hole this big in the linen sheets. I'm sure it was Elena, with her damned cigarettes. She knows that these linen sheets were part of my trousseau. She knows I'm not stuck up or jealous, and just because she does know, she does these things to annoy me. Giorgio, the second he woke up, shouted as usual for his coffee. I was already in the kitchen preparing it. "I'm coming," I called, and I hurried to get the cups from the cupboard. I boiled the milk, cut 4 slices of bread, put everything on the tray, and started for the bedroom. Giorgio and Elena were in bed, and they watched me come toward them with the tray in my hands. "Where do you want me to put it?" "Here, my dear." "What do you mean, here?" "On my lap." "Elena's still asleep," I said, just to say it, even though I could see perfectly well that her eyes were open. "No, I'm awake. Did you bring me some milk?" "Yes, it's there on the tray." "Oh, I forgot the sugar." "Run and fetch it, Mousie." I've told him 100 times not to call me Mousie, but he never pays any attention to a thing I say. I went back to the kitchen, got the sugar, and put it on the tray, next to the pitcher of milk. "What are you making us for lunch today, Mousie?" "Please don't call me Mousie." "Am I your husband or not?" "What has that got to do with it?" "Well, a husband has the right to call his wife whatever he likes." Elena sat up weakly, smiling. She reached for the tray, making it wobble on Giorgio's knees. Then she picked up a piece of bread and dunked it in her milk. "A lot of things have changed since we got married, especially in these past few months, ever since Elena came to stay with us. I've never seen Giorgio behave in such an awkward, sneaky manner. On the surface, our life seems the same as always, but in reality, everything has changed." He opened the door, holding her by the hand. He was very happy and excited. "Ada, I brought you a friend," he said. "Whose friend?" "Yours and mine. From now on, she'll be living with us." "But I don't even know her." "You'll have plenty of time to get acquainted." "Where will she sleep?" "In the big bed with me. Do you mind?" "In the big bed on my linen sheets?" "If you prefer, I'll buy some cotton sheets." "No, no, you may have them." "You can sleep in the living room on the sofa bed." "It's awfully hard." "Elena will help you cook and keep the house in order. You'll see. She'll be a big help." "Does she know how to cook?" "I don't know. Look, Elena's a little spoiled, but I'm sure she'll get used to her new home and help you with the housework." Up until that moment, I hadn't actually looked at her. The idea that she'd be taking over my linen sheets bothered me. I was hoping that if I didn't look at her, she might disappear. That evening, Giorgio stayed home to help us make a big apple pie. He put on an apron and peeled the apples, chatting with Elena. That's when I realized that Elena didn't know how to do anything. When she tried to help, she just got in my way. So from then on, I never asked her to help out in the kitchen again. I'd rather manage by myself. I can get things done faster. It's true, what Giorgio says, that Elena is sweet and affectionate. It's just that she often gets bored and, to pass the time, thinks up ways to annoy me. Usually she spends her days lying in bed, reading the funny papers, or polishing her nails, or brushing her hair. Sometimes she falls asleep, and then I don't hear another sound out of her until 7, when Giorgio's due back. Just before he arrives, Elena gets dressed in a hurry, does her makeup, fixes her hair, and puts on her high heels. The minute he opens the door, she runs up to him with shrieks of joy. Sometimes the three of us go out together. We go to the movies or for a stroll downtown. At these times, I must admit, Giorgio behaves very well. He treats me like a real wife. He offers his arm, whispers little nothings in my ear, holds the door for me whenever we go in somewhere. And Elena trails after us, walking slowly, sulking a bit. When we bump into friends of his, Giorgio introduces her as a cousin of his wife's, of mine, that is. She lost her husband, he says, and now she's staying with us. She has no one, poor thing. As soon as we're home again, everything changes immediately. Giorgio doesn't look at me anymore. He hardly speaks to me, except to make Elena laugh, like when he calls me Mousy. Elena, sure of herself again, starts to chatter about boring things, or else she stretches out on the bed with her funnies and expects me to run and get her a glass of cold milk whenever she's thirsty. It's not that Elena wants to drive me out of the house. Without me, how could she go on living like this? The things she does to annoy me are just the little jokes of a woman who's spoiled. But what she doesn't realize is that I will not tolerate jokes that involve my linen sheets. If you keep on making holes in my linen sheets, I'm leaving, I told her once in a moment of anger. But he's your husband. What's he going to do to me? He could declare that you've left his bed and board. Do you think he'd be hurt? I don't know, but if you left him, I couldn't live with him anymore. Why not? We're not even married. So what difference does that make? Pretty soon people would figure out that we're lovers. And then? I couldn't stand that. What would the neighbors say? Who cares about the neighbors? I do. I don't want people thinking I'm immoral. Actually, I have no intention of leaving. Giorgio will be back in a little while. I've made a major decision today. I'm going to tell him to buy some cotton sheets for the bed that he sleeps in with Elena. I refuse to see my good linen sheets reduced to rags.